18th? 19th today. What's today? Yes. The 19th today. 19th. Holy mackerel, time's flying. We're having fun. I call the House Transportation Committee to order, please. And today with us we have Representative Capster, Representative Masick, Representative Stepovich, Representative Vice Chair Ogg. You notice your sign says Vice Chair today. You're the chair of Vice today.
Wow.
And I'm Chairman Holm.
We've been promoted. And,
promoted.
That's promoted.
Nice. You bet.
And today we're going to take up House Bill 327, and this is my bill, so I think
not
I'd like...
Not anymore. It was signed on.
It's my bill, and Representative Ogg has signed on. Thank you, sir.
It was a pleasure.
And I'd like to have Mr. Todd... run away from me. Larkin. To present the bill. Thank you, Todd.
Well, I am Todd Larkin, and...
I hope so.
Staff Representative Holm. So I'll go ahead and present this to you today. Incidentally, upon completion of my presentation, the current CS, which is a work draft that I have, and we should have handed out, should be in all the packets, is not properly before the committee.
So okay, then why don't we do that now before you...
Okay.
This is the
this is House Bill 327. Do we have a CS for this amount of
version?
The original bill.
Okay.
This is the chairman's bill.
Okay, so we're all looking at the right thing that you're presenting.
Do I move to send this along?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
But nice try.
Well, you're the chairman.
You're out of order, but so we're going to be looking at H version. Is that correct?
H version.
Is that the version you're going to talk about? Okay, thank you very much, and go ahead.
Okay. I'll read a little bit from the sponsor statement, and then I'll go right to the most important section of the bill. HB 327 is being brought forward at the suggestion of DOT and the Attorney General's Office to clean up old statute, which is now and really always has been obsolete. A situation has developed in rural Alaska where a bridge is being held up because of an oversight by state government. In the late 70s, actually 1977, the then governor wrote an executive order, number 39, section 2, creating the Alaska Transportation Council, among other things. It directed the commissioner of DOT to consult with this council on all annual transportation projects. Projects were not supposed to move forward without the recommendation of the council being considered. Unfortunately, the then governor and the succeeding governors failed to appoint the members to this council, so it never came into physical existence. Therefore, there was no one to consider the opinions of the DOT. In our fervor to comply with many federal requirements in building our roads, the state diverted their attention to complying with federal requirements to get our projects done, and this somewhat fell by the wayside because it was outside of the legislative process. It was by executive order, it was by failure of action that it actually arrived in statute, and it was just somewhat ignored. I'm not going to go through the whole story. I think the members have had time to look through the sponsor statement, and hopefully we'll have a little more time. I want to go to the most important section of this bill. And that would be section 2. It starts out at the very end of page 3 and it finishes up on page 4. And essentially what it says is, well, what it says now, the commissioner shall develop annually a comprehensive intermodal long-range transportation plan. In developing and revising the state plan, the commissioner shall...
Mr. Larkin, we can read.
Okay.
If you would just point out what do you think is the most germane.
What has happened is the sections of this statute, this particular portion of the statute that we've overlooked, is there's a point in there that says we shall study costs and benefits of new transportation modes and facilities. I'm going to have DOT speak to the ramifications of that, the expenses and so on, and why that is somewhat of a... It's an impractical portion of statute. And then the second thing in that same section is we're deleting the commissioner shall also consider the recommendation of the Alaska Transportation Planning Council. Again, although it exists in statute, the council itself does not and really has not existed. There's nobody to consult with. There's no recommendations. Because of this oversight, we've found ourselves in litigation, and it's likely that we'll find ourselves a whole bunch more. And this will very dramatically affect really every project in the state, but with things like a cost-benefit study in the statute still, it'll even more dramatically affect rural projects. And it, when you consider it fully, it just doesn't make good policy. I'm gonna leave it at that because the Department of Transportation is here and they can add so much more insight.
Any questions for Mr. Larkin?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
One last thing. The rest of the bill, I don't want to ignore the rest of the bill. It's essentially, since we're already in this statute, we decided let's do what amounts to house cleaning. We're changing many of the requirements for annually, which would be cost prohibitive, unnecessary expense. We're putting them at the commissioner's discretion to make them periodically. One of the changes is we're looking at a lot of alternative fuels starting to become viable, and the only thing that we're allowed to study under statute now is natural gas, so we thought we would expand that to all alternative fuels. These are house cleaning measures. There's another portion that we delete where it used to be DOT's responsibility to keep school buildings in energy compliance with cleaning systems, including standards.
Talking about thermal lighting and energy standards?
Yes, there's a national standard by a panel that was set up that was deemed to be a good idea at the time, 1977, and so we said, well, we'll make schools comply with all the standards and DOT will be in charge of it. Schools are in charge of that now.
So your point is that since the different school districts are truly responsible for that, they should be given that authority and that responsibility. So.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Does anyone have a question? Representative Stepovich.
Yeah, many times I've, in my limited amount of time I've done it here, new, of course, in the legislature, I see that bills come in and to address certain issues. But when doing that, they're always run the risk of opening up a bunch of other doors and other issues that can come to follow. Now, this pertains to all DOT public facilities. That's
can I, through the chair, Representative Stefanovic, would you mind if I handed that question off?
No, we can take it off. Actually, Representative Stefanovic, I think what we're going to do is we just wanted to hear it to get it presented today, and then we're going to bring it back, I suspect, on Tuesday.
Unless we pass it,
but I don't want to do that until we have a proper hearing on it. I would like to have the Department of Transportation have time to say a few things, and I think today is probably not the day to do it. And the reason we're doing that, if you'll indulge us for a moment.
We're going upstairs.
We're going upstairs for the joint.
As am I.
And you are as well. So I think what I'll do is I'll recess this meeting to next Tuesday, and then we don't have to notice what we do. And we will be back here next Tuesday at 1:30. Okay.